Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And as nations in the Middle East search for leadership to lead them on a path toward democracy or wherever they're headed post-regime change, if we're thinking about Egypt and pre-regime change in Libya, for the short term, maybe what they really need is some public relations. And the upheavals in the Middle East may be being waged by PR agencies trying to control the information flow out of nations, which are getting some pretty negative headlines these days. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse has been reporting on PR companies in the U.S. and the U.K. and around the world that are working for governments across the troubled region. He joins us now from London. Gabriel, what's the PR story here?
Well, it's very interesting because as soon as these troubles or this unrest started spreading across the Middle East, quite a lot of journalists, myself and others, started being discreetly contacted by PR companies trying to, representing some of these Arab countries, trying to sort of push a different story, if you like, trying to mitigate some of the negative headlines. So I thought I'd look into this. And I've been speaking to some of these PR companies, trying to find out, you know, what it is that they do, how big is this business, and what can you do when your people start revolting against you? How can you try and stem those headlines? I've been speaking to one man in particular, Nick Allen. He used to work for the British Foreign Office for 20 years. He then went out on his own, went into PR. He now has his own PR company. Now, he doesn't represent any foreign governments himself anymore, but he has in the past worked with what he called difficult regimes. And he says that at a certain point, there's only so much you can do.
As we've seen with Libya very, very recently, you know, you cannot put lipstick on a dictator and change his reputation overnight. There's only so much lipstick that will stick. And ultimately, at the end of the day, if it's not a democratic regime, people know that. And there's not that much PR can do to change that fundamental image.
Although the PR agency that Kuwait hired during the first Gulf War, I remember, made great pains to point out that Kuwait was this sort of freedom-loving democracy, which was at odds with the truth, even though it didn't necessarily endorse the invasion by Iraq.
Yes, I mean, it's interesting that all of these countries, it's something I think that journalists know quite well because we work quite a lot with these PR agencies. They help us get interviews, they help us work. Journalists know this, but I think it's not something that the general public know very well. But if you look at all of these countries across the Middle East, from Morocco through Egypt through to, you mentioned, Kuwait, they pretty much all of them have some kind of PR representation, either in London or in Washington. And the question is, for these companies, you know, when do they decide that they should or shouldn't be representing these countries anymore? I spoke to Greg Vistika, who is the president of Washington Media Group, which until a few months ago represented the Tunisian government. Here's what he had to say.
When the protests began, we monitored them quite closely. And at the end of the day, we decided that we could not work for a country that was shooting its citizens from rooftops. And based on principle, we decided to drop them as a client.
Gabriel Gatehouse, BBC correspondent in London, an argument against working for Gaddafi, I guess, in this particular case, eh?
Yes, I suppose so. And it's interesting that we've now started getting emails from PR companies that are representing what they call members of the Libyan royal family who were deposed by Gaddafi in 1969.
Their numbers suddenly appearing in Rolodexes across the world. Gabriel Gatehouse, BBC correspondent in London. Thanks so much.